Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Green County Conservation Department is our director, Dan Towers, joining us here to finish up our second part of our two-part series. And so, Dan, let's talk a little bit about now the fishing season. As everybody knows, the free fishing weekend does coincide with our Bell Tower Festival there on June 7th, 8th, and 9th. And, of course, the Fishing Derby, which is always a delightful event that kind of puts a cap on the Bell Tower Festival, as it were, on the Sunday afternoon of the festival. So tell us a little bit about the Fishing Derby and how kids get involved with that, as well as the Free Fishing Weekend.
Our Fishing Derby, it is the following weekend with Bell Tower Festival, the Sunday of Bell Tower Festival, which is June 9th. Again, we have a local fisherman, Butch Gonneau, goes out and solicits donations. Last year, he came up with $2,000. And we bought prizes for the kids. We usually have right around 100 kids. They all win something. Most of them rod and reels, other kinds of fishing equipment. They all have a really good time.
Are you surprised that you continually get about 100 kids every year? Because that's kind of the stereotypical number that you usually get for your fishing derby.
It's very consistent, and we always hope for that. We talk to a lot of other counties that have fishing derbies, and they don't get near that many. So we're very happy with 100. I think just that it's been going on for probably 20-some years. People know it's going to be there and expect it. And there are a lot of people home for Bell Tower Festival. I think that helps, too, having people looking for something to do on Sunday. That all adds into a nice crowd.
And can you tell us times and what age of kids can go and be a part of it?
Yeah, it's from 1 till 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Age groups, there's three different age groups, and they run from 4 to 15 years old.
And it's completely free, right?
Right, no cost at all. If you don't have a fishing pole, we have some that we loan out. And we have a bait vendor donates bait, so we have plenty of night crawlers for every kid that's there. So you can come with no equipment and still be able to fish.
Now, for those that don't have their fishing license and they want to participate during the free fishing weekend, can you give us some different areas that people can go and explore their fishing options?
The river is always good if it's at a decent level. We're very fortunate to have 40 miles of the Raccoon River in Greene County. So the river is very popular. Outside of Spring Lake, we don't have much for other lakes in the county. There are some farm ponds. Greene County isn't blessed with farm ponds like Southern Iowa, but we do have some nice ones. But remember, those are privately owned, and you have to have permission from the landowner to fish those.
Now, when people think of a river, they think of fast-moving ones, the Missouri and the Mississippi. But is our Raccoon River fast-moving that people need to keep that in mind?
Or? Not really. If it's at a normal flow, not really. Usually figure 2 miles per hour for float times. If you want to float from one boat ramp to another, consider about 2 miles per hour. So it's not near as fast as many other rivers.
And for those that, kind of aim for a certain fish or another, can you give us kind of different species people can look forward to this time of year, both at Spring Lake and on the river?
On the river, we're really known for our flathead catfish there. Every year we have several caught that are over 40 pounds. So Greene County is really well known for that. Channel catfish, too. There's plenty of those there. Spring Lake, it's not a place you can fill your freezer, but it's a great place for young fishermen to go. It's easy access. You can walk right to the shoreline almost everywhere. There's lots of little bluegill there that are very easy to catch. You do catch illegal bass every once in a while, and we do stock channel catfish there, so you can catch those. But mainly there, it's just a nice, easy place to get to for kids to fish without fighting the riverbank or stinging nettle and tall weeds and things. So it's just an easy, accessible place.
For those that, may enjoy fishing so much but probably don't have their up-to-date fishing license, can you give us some information on that?
I always recommend going to the county recorder's office to get your fishing or hunting licenses. There's always changes take place, and the county recorder does a good job of keeping up with those. Sometimes convenience stores, Walmarts and that, their staff has a lot of turnover, and they're not always up on all the current things that have changed. So the best bet is to go to your county recorder.
And then finally, I know with, again, the unofficial start of the summer season, which means Spring Lake is probably already getting ramped up for the summer year for camping.
Yeah, it is. We had one minor change there this year. Of the 120 campsites we have, 20 of those are reservable online, which has been very popular. We've been doing that since January 1st. And a lot of the campers from Des Moines, Ames, other places that don't want to risk coming to Spring Lake and finding the places full, they really appreciate being able to make those reservations online. So it's very popular, but again, it's only 20 of the 120 sites. The other 100 sites are still first come, first serve. self-registration just like we've always done.
And what was the decision that led to the reason why you wanted to try the online version there?
Kind of demand from the campers, from those out of county, which 80% of our campers are out of county. Just a demand from them. They see it. Almost all the other big parks have it. State parks all have it. A lot of the bigger county parks have it. They're familiar with it there, and they just thought that would be a good thing we offer here. So we do that now.
Now, you've said this before, Dan, in the last couple, 3 years, camping continues to see an increase everywhere in the county. Do you anticipate this year to be about the same?
I think so. I don't think we'll see a decline. Last year, it kind of reached a plateau, a leveled off. The three previous years, we had big increases, like 10 to 15% increases each year. Last year, it was about equal to the year before, so we may have reached a level where it's kind of leveled off, but we'll see. And as always, weather plays into that, too. This year isn't starting out. It seems like every weekend this year has been cold and rainy. That always has somewhat of an impact on the crowd.
Other than Spring Lake being obviously the more popular place to camp, is there any other areas in the county that people can camp at?
Yes, Hyde Park and Squirrel Hollow Park both have electric camping available. They're for those people that don't like the crowd. There's not as much to do there, but if you like to river fish, just like being in a quiet setting with a lot of nature that's both along the North Raccoon River with timber and lots of wildlife, it's more geared towards that type of camper.
And, of course, Dunbar Slough. We can't forget about that wonderful wildlife area for those wildlife enthusiasts.
Right. If you just like viewing wildlife, you can't beat Dunbar Slough. There's so many different species there. Very easy to see. A lot of the wetlands are real close to the road, and it's a very good place to go just to view wildlife.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Green County Conservation Director, Dan Towers, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.